T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
And hello there, everybody, and good morning to you. Richard Neer with you on The Fan until 9:30. Until hello, my name is Craig. Emmanuel Barbari is at the controls, and we've got a pretty full slate for you today. Paul Dottino joins us to talk Giants at 8. Right after that, Eddie C. on the Mets, Sweeney Murdy on the Yanks, and Brian Costello on the Jets. So for the first 2 hours of the program, it's you and me on the telephones at 877-337-6666. And I approach this show with a heavy heart in a lot of ways, a confused brain in many ways, in terms of what to do. I mean, it's 20 years since planes crashed into the towers in Lower Manhattan and in Pennsylvania and at the Pentagon. And you know, I was here on the air that entire week, and I wasn't looking 20 years in advance to, well, I'm still going to be on The Fan talking about this. Who knew and who knows? But I think a lot of what we thought back then was, well, look at who we are as Americans and how we pulled together, and the heroism on so many levels by so many different people. Politics was put aside. We were united against a common foe. We weren't really even sure what that foe was, but we knew that we would do whatever it took to defeat it and move forward and become a better nation. And 20 years later, we're probably more divided than ever, probably more political than ever. And the lessons that we learned 20 years ago, a lot of them seem to have been forgotten. And I don't want to get into a whole sociological discussion about what we had and what we've lost. But I think we've turned to sports back then as a release, as a welcome tale of how we could put aside our differences and just enjoy our lives and get back to quote unquote normal. And there is no normal anymore. And you look at the difference, you know, and now I'm going to get off the soapbox and talk about the game in a minute, but you know, you look at the common foe and how we united to fight against it, even though we were misguided in a lot of ways. And the common foe now, 20 years later, is a virus that you can't even see. And again, very much like Al-Qaeda, COVID-19 was not in our imagination a year and a half ago. What was that? What's this virus? What is SARS? Didn't know about it. We didn't think about it. And we became very, very aware of Al-Qaeda and terrorism and everything else that was going on in the rest of the world on 9/11/2001. And in this day and age, we became very aware of the virus and the devastating effect, which has killed over 650,000 Americans to date. And the frightening thing is that in 2 days now, we're up to about 1,500 fatalities per day from this virus. So basically, in 2 days, we exceed the number of people who perished in the Twin Towers and in Pennsylvania on 9/11 in 2 days. And instead of fighting it as a country and agreeing on we've got to do this, we got to make these sacrifices, can't seem to do that. We can't seem to do it now. To baseball, our release. And if you're a Yankee fan, it's a very unwelcome release. Your team has lost. They're 2-11 in the last 13 games. And you contrast that with the 13-game winning streak. And I'm sure when we talk to Sweeney, we're going to be going, what the? How can you figure it? Aaron Boone can't figure it. Nobody can figure it. You know, no, what lies ahead for the Yankees? Do they go on a tear again and cruise into the playoffs? They're not going to win the division. That much is certain. But everything good that happened to the Yankees basically happened out of town. You know, Tampa Bay lost. I mean, forget Tampa. I mean, you're not going to catch them. But the Red Sox lost. And Toronto lost. And Chris Sale, and you don't want to jump up for joy with somebody getting COVID, but Chris Sale, the Red Sox ace, who you figure, if the Yankees can make the playoffs and the one game play in, is going to be the opponent against your ace. He's down with COVID. How does that affect him in early October when the two teams maybe clash in the Bronx or at Fenway? So that's, you know, the silver thread that you can take out of last night for the New York Yankees. But other than that, an embarrassing. And you know, my wife does this occasionally. Vicky will say, oh, what an embarrassing loss. And I'll say, honey, you know, the opponents are Major League Baseball players. They have trained all their lives to do this. They are the creme de la creme. They are the best players on the face of the planet. Even the scrubs, even the ham and eggers are incredibly talented athletes. So to lose to another team of professionals is not embarrassing. It's not a disgrace. Well, I find myself this morning eating those words. And I'm not putting down the Mets as, oh, God, you know, they're a terrible team, they're chopped liver. But I think even Met fans would admit, you're a 500 ball club. You're good sometimes and you're bad sometimes. And you're bad in ways that should be embarrassing for a professional baseball player. And last night, the Yankees gave you a clinic on how not to play the game. Basically handing the game to the Mets. And everybody's going to make a big deal out of the turning point of the game was Gary Sanchez not getting the tag down on Villar. And that was a terrible play. I mean, it's mistake after mistake after mistake. Di Sarcina sending Villar in the first place. You know, the rule of thumb is if you haven't at least touched third base by the time the outfielder, you know, unless it's at the warning track, touches the ball in left field, you don't go. You hold up. Now, I know in the Mets' case, they're so desperate for runs, and how many times have you seen the Mets strand runners on third base with nobody out, much less with two outs, as there were at the time? So you figure, all right, take a risk. Maybe the throw is bad. Well, you've got Joey Gallo in left field with an incredible arm. And he makes basically a perfect throw. I don't know how you could throw it much better. And Sanchez is standing with the ball with Villar about 20 feet away. All you got to do is tag him. And instead of getting in front of the plate, and you can block the plate if you got the ball, or at least getting low in a crouch and going for the legs before the legs get to the plate, However, the guy's going to slide. Inexplicably, he's standing up there and allows Villar to slide under him. Well, the umpires who are trained to say, well, God, he beat the throw by 20 feet. He's out. Call him out. And then you go to replay and you see that Villar has slid under the tag, where you tag him on the top of the helmet, which is not exactly where you want to tag somebody. He's safe. 1-1. Okay, bad play. That's all the Mets gets, 1-1 after one. You say, all right, well, you know, whatever. Brett Gardner hits a triple on a play that, you know, if McNeil had said, I'm going to take it on one hop, that's a double maybe. Maybe the run doesn't score on the ground out. Maybe Brett Gardner steals third base. Who knows what would have happened. But McNeil took a calculated risk and missed the ball. You know, not his fault. He tried. All right, so the Mets are, all right, bad luck. You get the second inning, and Joey Gallo, who made that perfect throw, hits a home run. It's 2-1 Yankees. Order is restored to the Yankee universe. They hadn't gotten a lead all week against the Toronto Blue Jays. Not one lead. Bottom of the third, the Mets score 5 runs. Bases on balls, errors, sloppy play, you name it. And, you know, you could look at Urshela and say, well, you know, he made a bad throw. All right, the guy's on his knees. Yeah, he had to dive for the ball. He flips it to home, and, yeah, the throw was a bit wide. But it was there in so much time that Sanchez could have taken a couple of steps, caught the ball, and gone back. And all he had to do was touch home plate. Bases were loaded. It was a force play. So he didn't even have to tag the runner. And if the throw was so far off that he was 10 feet away, he could dive and touch the plate with his glove and would have been out. Right there. Instead, safe. And then Jeff McNeil with one of the headiest plays I've seen all year, with a drag bunt. When do you ever see that? Knocks in another run. And the walls come crumbling down around the Yankees. And then a stat is revealed that I just couldn't believe. That the New York Yankees are 0-34 in games where they trail by 4 runs or more. And you go, wait a minute. So the Yankees with the killer lineup with Stanton and Judge and all these big-time bats and Gallo and Rizzo and you name it. And they can't come back from a 4-run deficit? They haven't been able to do it all year? I mean, it's not going to be a common thing. You're not going to have a plus 500 record for the most part. But really? Yeah. It's a fact. So, and Tyler McGill is a nice, promising rookie pitcher. You know, he's got some guts. He's a grinder. He's got some good stuff. He needs some work, obviously. But he goes 7 innings and strikes out 10 Yankees, a season career high for him. And, yeah, Gallo hits a home run. They scratch out that run in the first inning. They get another home run late in the game. Too little, too late. And you look at that Yankee offense and you go, how is it possible with all these big sluggers, with all these big hitters, that you can't come back from 4-run deficits, that you can't score more than 3 runs against, you know, a decent rookie pitcher? It boggles the mind. How do you win 13 in a row and then go 2-11 after that? And as I've said on Facebook, on my Facebook page and everywhere else where anybody asks me a question, what do you think the Yankees are going to do? I have no effing idea. I mean, here's a team that during that win streak looked like a juggernaut. All right, how are you going to beat these guys? They pitch. They have a bullpen. They have a great starting rotation. You know, they've managed to piece that together through injuries. And they hit, and they hit, and they hit. The lineup is relentless. There's no outs in that lineup. They win 13 in a row. How do you beat them? You can't. But somehow Baltimore found a way to do it. And Toronto found a way to do it. And then Toronto goes down to Baltimore and loses, so go figure that. And the Yankees right now are clinging to the second wild card spot so that they could have one game at Fenway Park to determine their entire season. And breathing down their necks are the Toronto Blue Jays, who just whipped them four straight. The Yankees never had a lead. And Oakland is still involved, and Seattle is still involved. And you look at all these teams and you go, well, man for man, I'll take the Yankees. They're a better team. But, you know, games aren't played on paper. You got to do it in real life. And the Yankees are not doing it in real life. Now, who knows, over the next 13 games, they may do it. They may go on a tear, beat the Mets the next two, go on and, you know, take the rest of their schedule and thump everybody. But maybe, maybe not. And then you go back to 2000, where the Yankees had a similar streak at the end of the year, a losing streak. And they go on and win the World Series. So don't ask me to tell you what I think the Yankees are going to do, because I have no clue. No clue at all. Yeah, they go to Baltimore for three games after the Mets series. What does that mean? Are they going to win? Are they going to lose? Cleveland, Texas, beatable teams, Boston. I have no idea. No idea. And this whole baseball season. Now, with the Mets, I do have an idea. I don't think the Mets are going to get there. You know, the Mets, as much as they might have enjoyed thumping the Yankees last night, you turn around and, you know, the Braves win. Phillies lost, but, you know, the Braves are the team you got to catch. So Mets are still five games back, 20 to play. The odds are 4% of them getting to where they need to go. So, you know, the Met fans can enjoy their moment of gloating about the Yankees, but you're actually in a worse position. So that's where you're at, baseball-wise. And, oh, yes, football. New York begins tomorrow. The Jets take on the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte. And the Giants play the Denver Broncos, which they did on September 10th, 2001, before the world changed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash in the shower, which gently cleanses and doesn't dry out your skin. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you two times the moisture in two easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.